You're tuned into CITR 101.9. This is Inner Space. We've been here till 8 p.m. And today we have a very special set coming from you and me. Sue and Scott were very kind to come in and bring a load of gear, which they're still in the process of setting up. But yeah, let's welcome you guys. Coming in. I'm just gonna sit here and keep things mellow while we get ready. Yeah. Sorry. Mellow up. Thank you. all our tech issues figured out. And we have Year Me coming up, just briefly. Just gotta do some commercial and public announcements. And then we have music, more music. You're tuning into CITR 101.9 if you're wondering, and this is Inner Space. Alright, stay tuned.
Every night, over 700 youth sleep on Vancouver's streets. This is their story. Death in a Dumpster, the musical, is a true story about homelessness, written, composed, and performed by a cast of street-involved youth actors. Death in a Dumpster opens November 7th at Waterfront Theatre for 3 performances only. For tickets and information, go to www.deathinadumpster.ca. Death in a Dumpster is presented by Access to Music in association with Directions Youth Services. Bike Kitchen are bringing you UBC's very own Cranksgiving Alley Cat, which will raise money and donations for the AMS Food Bank. On October 29th, there will be 2 simultaneous scavenger hunt bike races, one for the competitive types and one for everyone else. The races start at 4:30 with registration at 4. Please bring cash or some payment form. No experience necessary. You just need a bike. Visit www.bikecoop.ca or check us out on Facebook for all the details.
That was awesome.
That was really something. Alright. Well, that was You and Me. Thanks again so much for playing. That was pretty incredible to witness, personally.
Thanks again for having us.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, I guess it's your first time in the nest, as they call it.
I was thinking about the huge banners that they have of... There's banners of two, I guess, like, varsity, I don't know if that's a universal word, or for, like, university football people, but, like, these two guys who I think go to school here, they must go to school here.
Probably not, they're probably just models.
No, I think they graduated
already. No.
Oh, they must.
But they're still playing on the team. Anyway, huge banners with these two on them, and they look just incredible.
Hot.
Yeah, I encourage everybody to come take a look.
Alright, that's Student Union Building at UBC.
The Nest.
Highly recommended.
Mm-hmm. Check the Nest.
My favorite new spot.
Yeah.
For nap. Don't we?
Sweet. Well, thanks third time or fourth time for playing. I had the chance to see you guys play at Skylight just 2 weeks back. And was that your first kind of live debut?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, that was the first time we played.
In front of people.
In front of people, for sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was great. It was really... I liked the settings there. The light behind us. I don't know who... Thanks, Sean. Thanks, Andrew.
I brought that light, actually.
Oh, well, you did?
We found it in my house. Basically, the situation was that we had a hoarder living in our house, and when he left, we found a bunch of junk. And one of it, one thing, was this amazing LED strip that is currently the hottest little DJ
board. That's not
light.
Junk. And that's why you should hoard. Every once in a while, something shines through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My grandma loved that light.
My mom as well. My mom recorded the whole set on her phone.
Nice.
She did. Like, the whole thing.
Does she have it on Facebook? Can I add her?
Yeah, sure.
No, I tried to add her and she hasn't.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she hasn't replied.
But she has posted pictures.
Of what?
Of Vancouver.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe she's.
So, no, I know I'm like. Mm-hmm. I'm in her request box. She's like, oh, I don't know.
Who's this?
Yeah. Who's this? That's right.
Yes.
What are we listening to right now?
Just playing something off Attitudes and Error. It's the latest record off of Acting Press.
Nice. Ooh. I haven't heard the.
Me neither.
Well, except for right now, and we're talking over it.
The vibe reminds me of that. Which mix is it? Mind Dynamics or something?
Oh, Mind Software.
Yeah, Mind
that
Software.
That would be 006.
Yeah, that's my favorite mix. So Susan.
Featuring cuts from Slow Riffs and Jack Judson and all the ambient side of their stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I played actually another track from, I think it may have been in that mix. It's from Slow Riffs. That's Ian Wea, also known as Local Artist. Great, great. Probably the most ambient thing that Buddha has put out on the plastic disc.
Well, he makes really, really beautiful music.
Healing stuff.
Yeah, it's nice.
Alright, well, I'm gonna leave it at that. We're gonna play a couple more songs till 8. And this was You're Me. You guys had any last shouts, requests, points of information?
Well, we should shout out Deep Blue.
Yeah, Deep Blue.
For sure. Thanks, everyone. Great kids.
Thank you. I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, daily grassroots global unembedded international independent news hour. And this is CITR 101.9 FM.
Hi, this is Audie from Broken Bones.